I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
During the daily press briefing by the President, Vice President, and the Coronavirus Task Team, the question that continually comes up is when we will see a reopening of our society. It's a daily question, as if something secret has changed since the press briefing held the day before. While it's a fair question to be asked once, repeatedly asking the question almost becomes an irritant, whether it's intended to be that or not. Everyone wants to know when we can get back to work. Although the president did field one question as to what happens if the president says it's safe to reopen our society and get back to work, and no one listened. In other words, people just ignored the president's words. It was a very strange question. By the look on the president's face, one could see the question was out of sorts. But people do want to know when we'll be back to work, be able to go out to restaurants, movies, shows, and just be able to mingle with others outside of our immediate home. It's being said that once physical distancing slows the coronavirus pandemic and society begins to reopen and the nation gets back to work, it's not like a light switch going on and off, or in this case, off and on. The challenges will be enormous. The question has been posed about what conditions should be allowed to lift stay-at-home orders and get people back to work. How will people be monitored for reinfection or antibodies to prevent a resurgence of the deadly virus? Does all this happen at once, or will we see a staggered reopening? Health experts say we will need to build testing and surveillance systems. We would need to reintroduce some form of physical distancing and other efforts if there's a resurgence of the virus. Dr. Anthony Fauci has said, quote, "It's a gradual pulling back on certain of the restrictions to try and get society a bit back to normal. You gradually come back. You don't jump into it with both feet," end of quote. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow recently said, quote, "It's the health people that are going to drive the medical-related decisions," end of quote. The president has let it be known that he's considering a second coronavirus task force focused on reopening the country. The recovery process could resemble the same patchwork fashion as the shutdown. We do know this. The apex of the coronavirus crisis seems to be not far off. It's believed by most health experts that the numbers of people getting the illness may be at its peak, meaning the incidence of infection might soon be on the way down. The numbers of deaths in high-density states might also be on the way down. This, of course, is the result of people practicing the physical distancing that health experts have requested. We know that the ideas of people practicing physical distancing while staying in their homes has reduced the incidence of crime in New York, Los Angeles, and yes, even here in Las Vegas. So our compliance with these requests have had an impact in more ways than one. The president said we're at war. Oh, this war is with a virus. And not surprisingly, our country has come together in this crisis. We have been challenged and we're meeting the challenge. People are not only complying with the requests of health experts, people have been helping out others in need. No one has been happy about having to hunker down and only leave home when it's absolutely necessary. But when we saw the need, we adhered to the action. In the end, when all is said and done, we will emerge from this crisis much stronger than we thought we were before it all began. As it's been said before, keep the faith. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.